client okays the shooting in the letter, and a lot of times we ask for testimonial, they go back and check and review the testimonial, and you go simple, and if they're happy, a lot of times they just let it do it. And if they don't have the okay to do it, they have another letter that just says that basically we're cleaning up the neighborhood, and then the offer, sometimes the offer of free room, it's in there, we'll pay the free room, and, but it works usually effective. There's other ways of getting the average of the size.
Right. Right, that's right. Yeah, you can go to the county data site. I just did a property tax. What did I say? I challenged my property tax people, and you can go right to a database. They'll give you addresses of everybody.
My office is like 186, and you know, they're not young, but they know how to do it.
So you're saying everybody can do this, right? Even I can do this. Okay. So if you're not using direct mail, you really, and you do in-home for services, or even if you don't do in-home services and you're getting permission to send those types of things, man, you really should. Another way to do that is, like, if you're going in-home, I mentioned this at Howard's last seminar, where you can get permission from them, or give them like a little discount or something like that, or some type of incentive, like you said, an extra room, something like that, if they will post a recommendation on Facebook for you. So by the time you leave, you know, if they can show you that they posted a recommendation on Facebook for you, then you can give some type of small discount or something like that. Does that make sense? It's just another way to bribe them to get to recommend you on Facebook. And Facebook is cool because you're not going out to one person or two people. You're going out to a lot of people, right? Okay, do we have time for another one? Howard?
Yes.
One more.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see.
Boy, it is hard to sit down during an afternoon session, isn't it? All right. Which one do you guys want to do? Look up at the screen. Referral marketing manager.
About client appreciation events.
Okay. And birthday celebrations. Now, let me talk about birthday celebrations really quick.
Also, I could play the video for you, but
I do that, and maybe we'll play.
All right,
we got enough time. And then I'll talk less, and you just watch the strategy. Welcome to Referral Explosion Tactic number 14. Let me ask you a question. Where do you get your best referrals? Think about that for a moment. Okay, let me help you. You probably get your best referrals from your best clients. Yeah? Those are the clients that love you, that love your service, that talk about you to their friends and their family members. That's where you get your best referrals. And what if you could clone your best clients? Yeah, that's what I mean, clone. Well, let's put it another way. Do you remember the 80-20 rule, where 80% of your results comes from 20% of your input? Well, that works for referral marketing, too. 20% of your clients will always bring 80% of your referrals, and that 20% are your best clients. So what if you could take the 80-20 rule and take those 20% of your best clients and then clone them over and over and over again? Imagine how you would have a referral explosion in your business if you were able to clone your best referring clients. Well, I'm going to show you a little program today that will allow you to do just that. Introducing the Client Birthday Celebration Program, okay? You're going to love this referral strategy because it works like a charm, okay? So what this entails is holding a birthday party for your best clients and then inviting all their friends. And why do you want to invite all their friends? Because birds of a feather flock together. If your best clients invite their friends and they hang around people just like them, it stands to reason that those 20% of your clients are going to bring your best results. Let me explain to you how to do this, okay? Step one,